hour later, one of the periodic dust storms rose, dropping visibility to a few meters. The five of them got up and headed into town. At its outskirts, along the lengthy back wall of Coupa Stable, they found a municipal data and power junction box. Ben popped the cover and spliced into the data jacks. In moments, he found what they needed. An old emergency evacuation document, including a map showing exit points from the pumping station. Luke chose the one that was least likely to be under observation at any time, a hatch located in the middle of a broad tomato field. "We'll rendezvous there in 20 minutes. It took Ben, Luke, and Vistara a total of 2 minutes to reach the field and sneak out to the hatch. The hatch, a Durasteel disc with a weatherproof alphanumeric keypad and a large metal ring to dog and undog the lock, was the cap of a permacrete cylinder protruding about a meter above the ground. Ben gave his father a curious look.
"I was kind of expecting us to go to one of the other hatches and leave those two behind, to keep them safe."
Luke gestured for him to get to work on the hatch security.
"No, we actually need the relay setup I asked for. We do, the galaxy does."
Vistara offered him a puzzled frown.
"Why?"
"Jedi secret."
She made a noise of exasperation.
Not exactly trusting of you."
"Correction, Jedi Grand Master secret. You'll notice I'm not telling Ben either."
Ben concentrated on the keypad embedded in the hatch surface.
"My dad neglects and abuses me." "True," Luke said. "And when you become a father, you'll discover how much fun that is."
10 minutes later, Kandra and Bayerth arrived. Kandra carried a cloth bag bulging with what had to be small Duraplast boxes. Bayerth had, over his shoulder, a spool of cable half the height of a man. Both approached in bent-over, holodrama spy fashion, though the ongoing dust storm made such a measure unnecessary. Luke looked over their bounty.
"Data pads and comm links in the bag?"
Kandra nodded.
"Brand new! We broke in the back of an electronics shop and robbed the place. Well, sort of robbed. We left all of our cred coins and some generic cred cards as payment."